Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Muhammad from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman this week. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the third day of the month of Shvat here in the United States, and already Yom Hamishi in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to pray that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gvili, who is still being held unjustly by Hamas in Gaza, be returned for proper burial without delay. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Siner to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Siner's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which we will say together in both Hebrew and English, which will be followed by the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the soldiers, and we will conclude with the Mishaberach Hacholim for those who are sick, at which point Rabbi Siner will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To receive the Daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. That's TEHILLIMCALL. One more time, that's ou.org/TEHILLIMCALL. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Siner.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. So our Parsha Bo, begins, well, we're in the midst of the plagues and about to introduce the last three plagues leading to the actual Exodus. And it begins, as its name is, with a very strange word, Bo El Paro, which means come to Pharaoh. And Bo seems to be a strange way of presenting this. God is telling Moses, Moshe, go to Paro. Why does he say come to Paro? But it seems that this word, by phrasing it this way, Hashem is letting Moshe know that you're not alone. You're about to enter the intimidating palace, the intimidating presence of the Pharaoh. No, I am there. I'm waiting for you. Come, and I will be there with you every moment. You're not alone. You're exactly where I, Hashem, have placed you. Come, and I am with you. And this is a lesson not just for Moshe, but for all of us as we face different encounters, challenges, environments in life. And we're wondering, why am I here? Why do I have to deal with this? And we have to recognize that nothing is haphazard and nothing is just by chance. And you are presented by this situation because it's giving you a very, very unique opportunity. And therefore, we recognize that Hashem is there and he's beckoning us to come and to meet that challenge as best as we possibly can. And this is not just on a personal level of our own encounters, but this actually goes back to a much more deeper and more expansive application. Later on in the Parsha, we're told about the Pesach Seder. V'igadat l'bincha. You should tell your son, your children, on that day saying, Ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li. It was for this that God did this for me, b'tzeiti mitzrayim, when I left Egypt. Rashi explains that Ba'avur zeh, in order that I will fulfill these mitzvot, that is why God took us out of Egypt, which seems to be flipping things around from the way that we would normally understand it. We would normally think, oh, we had all these experiences as we left Egypt with the matzah and the bitterness of the exile. And therefore, because of those experiences, that is why we have these mitzvot of Pesach, of matzah and maror. But actually, Rabbi Yeruchim points out that Rashi is telling us the exact opposite. The reason that we went through that whole Egypt experience was in order to have these mitzvot. And again, it seems a bit strange until we take a step back a little bit further. And we ask a very fundamental question. Why are we here? Why did God create the world? Why did God put us here? And the Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal, gives a parable of a king who wanted to make sure that his son would develop his own abilities beyond the comforts and the luxuries of being in the palace. And therefore he sends him away to a distant land where he had to deal with coarse clothing, crude foods, unrefined clientele, deal with reality of the world as we know it. Because only there could this son, could this child, could this prince fully develop into the person that he could be. And in the same way, Hashem created this world, our understanding. Hashem created this world and sent us here in order to give us these different encounters, these different challenges, giving us the free will that we would not have when we were up in the heavenly spiritual realm. And only here, where we don't have that clarity right in front of us, only here we have to make decisions. And these decisions are what transforms us into the people that we can become and makes us that much more godly. So the whole world, the whole creation was there in order for us to have these mitzvot, because the mitzvah is simply an encounter. I like to describe it as a physical person in a physical world doing a physical act that allows one to touch that which is eternal, to touch that which is spiritual, to touch and to connect to God. And thereby we become more godlike and we become more godly. And that is really the purpose. So everything was created. All the situations in this world were created to give us those opportunities. And when we are faced with those opportunities, we have to hear the words of our parsha, Bo, come, El Paro. We're not being sent there, we're being summoned, we're being beckoned, we're being invited to where Hashem is. Because at the place where we have a challenge and we have potential growth, that is the place exactly where Hashem is. And we saw this also previously, a few parshiot ago, when Moshe was by the burning bush, and Hashem says to him, Shal na'alecha mi'ad raglecha, take your shoes off of your feet, because the place that you are standing is Admat Kodesh, is holy ground. On a deeper level, the Bali Musa, the Ephesus, point out that we have to recognize wherever we are standing, that is holy land, holy ground. Meaning, very often a person thinks, if I would have this, if I would have that, if I would be in this situation, when this happens, then I can do this. When that happens, I can do that. Forget it. Look at where you are right now. The place where you are standing is Admat Kodesh, is holy, holy ground. Because of that, the place where each of us are at every moment and with all the opportunities and challenges that every moment might present, that is holy ground. That is the place where we can grow, where we can touch the infinite, we can connect to God, and we can become part of this holiness, become godly. Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, to take that aspect of ourselves and make that reverberate, make that grow. Therefore, every situation, we have to hear the first word of our parsha, Bo, come. Hashem is right there, and he wants us to come and to connect to that holiness. We will now say Tehillim. We'll start with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka yiskor kol menchosecha v'olasecha yidashin asela yitein lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzascha yimalei neranina b'shuasecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nizgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho Ya'anehu Mishamei Kadsho, Bigvuros, Yesha Yimino, Eileva Rechev, the Eileva Susim, Vanachnu Bishem, Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karu Vinafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Vinis Odad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu, Viom Kareinu. Continue with Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shilam Alos Esainai Al Harim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha me'ata v'ad olam. Lastly, we'll say Tehillim Kuf Lamed 130. Shir hamalos mima'amakim Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema v'koli tiena aznecha kashuvos, l'kol tachanunai, im avonos tishmorya Adonai mi yamod, ki imcha haslicha l'ma'an tivarei, ki visi Adonai, ki visa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti, nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, varbe imo vidus, hu yifte es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunin, batzaru v'shivya, haondim bein bayam, uvein bayabasha hamakom, yirachem alehem v'yotziyen, Mitzara liravacha, me'afeila la'ora, u'mishiva l'geula, hashriba galav izman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brethren, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us all say, Amen. I'll now make the Misha Beirach, the prayer for the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. Misha Beirach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Hu Yivarech Eschayalei Tzva Ha'agana L'Yisrael L'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon Homdim Al Mishmar Arzenu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim Imin Yam HaGadol Arvo HaRava ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני סביבנו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צער וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברסון עינוך תחתיהם, ויתרן בכסר ישועה, ובאתרס ניסחון, וקיים בהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, Aolech imachem, ilachem lachem oidechem, loshia eschem, v'nomar, amen. Lastly, we'll make now a mishaberach for the chol and those in need of healing, and I will pause, allowing everyone to mention the names of the dear ones to whom they are praying for healing. Mishaberach avoseinu, Abraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David Shlomo, v'Yivarech, V'yirapei es hacholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lahachlimam ulerapam ulechazkam ulehachiyosam yishach lahem mehera refua shalema min hashamayim v'chol ivareim v'chol gideim yisoch shar chol Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh, HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, Hashta Bagala Uizman Kariv Vinomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Singer. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. Rabbi Herman will be back on in your session next week on Monday, and I would also like to thank our colleague, Rebecca Levy, for all of her help in coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. That's 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Israel Time. And each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Thank you. Have a great day.